How should cities remember the notorious figures of their past? Philadelphia is struggling with that question as city officials try to figure out whether the home of a one-time mob boss should become a city landmark. Bobby Allen of Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
Former mafia godfather Angelo Bruno was known as the Gentle Don. He was gunned down in front of his South Philly home in the spring of 1980. His daughter, Jeannie, has looked after the place ever since. After chatting through the mail slot of her front door for several minutes, she finally let me in. She says she wasn't prepared for publicity.
You could say, look at my hair, my God. Why, I usually put on makeup. Not that it matters, I'm 75.
Bruno says she remembers her dad a little differently than most. He never cursed at home. He liked his macaroni al dente. And when she was little, the La Cosa Nostra figure taught her how to play Happy Birthday on the piano in their vestibule.
I'm not saying he's a gangster, but I am saying you don't know how hard it is to keep people in line.
Recently, Jeannie Bruno was told that her small row home was being nominated for a place on the city's historic register. Turns out, historian Celeste Morello submitted the application. She says the home is part of Philadelphia's heritage.
And it's an interesting story, and the history affects all of us.
Morello, who wrote a book about Angelo Bruno, says the FBI surveillance of the Gentle Don helped create modern corruption laws used to go after organized crime.
We're not out to give any kind of positive spin on anything that caused harm to people and made people suffer. We're trying to just use them as a way to educate.
But the idea of historically highlighting the once infamous home has generated some pushback.
It's not necessary, and I don't see what it does for us in South Philadelphia. And it kind of stereotypes Italian Americans.
Former city councilman Frank DiCicco says the history of the mob in South Philly is not something that should be celebrated. It's a legacy that he's personally had to combat.
I know the prejudices. I mean, there are people who look at me and say, oh, you're one of them Italian guys from South Philly. You remember the mafia? That's the part that I think we need to get away from.
Other mafia-connected properties have been designated historic for having a distinctive architectural style, but Angelo Bruno's house, if it gains the commission's blessing, would be the first home of a former gangster that becomes protected for social reasons. Inga Saffron is the Philadelphia Inquirer's architecture critic.
I mean, I don't think preserving this house means that you're glorifying the mob. You're simply acknowledging that this history that existed in Philadelphia.
Saffron says the house could maybe one day serve as a mafia museum.
He lived no differently than, you know, a carpenter or another working person. And yet he had this reputation of being so powerful. Just to see that house makes it so much more real.
Angelo Bruno was the boss of a gang that killed people.
The nomination gives author George Anastasia pause. He's written about the Philly Mafia for more than 40 years. He says the gentle touch myth of Angelo Bruno came about
only after he died and because the guys that came after him were psychopathic murderers.
Whether the site of fame or infamy, Jeannie Bruno says she's been the home's keeper for so long because it's full of memories of her dad.
Nobody knows him like I do, you know. He'd come home, he'd lie on the couch like this. He'd look at the wall and he'd think. And I'd say, Daddy, what are you thinking? And he'd say, my thoughts are my own.
But she's finally ready to leave it behind. Bruno's trying to sell the property and maybe move to Florida. Since word spread about the home possibly becoming an official part of Philadelphia history, offers as far as Texas, China, and Sicily have been pouring in. The case for and against preservation will be made to the Philadelphia Historical Commission this month. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Jeremy Hobson will be broadcasting from Miami on Monday as Florida gets ready to hold its presidential primary.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.